Welcome back to this place I call home, fact, fiction, and folklore of Southern Indiana. In this episode, I will continue the saga of the Howard Shipyard and the Howard family. As mentioned in episode 1, James Howard moved the shipyard from Madison, Indiana to Jeffersonville, Indiana. Jeffersonville was chosen because of the width and depth of the Ohio River in that location. The riverbank had the right slope for launching the boat. There was plenty of usable land near the shore, and there was an abundant supply of workers for the shipyard. In 1865, when more of the Howard family joined the company, it became James Howard and Company. When James died in 1876, his son Edmunds took control of the company, and their name was once again changed to become E.J. Howard and Company. Then, in 1903, it became the Howard Shipyard and Dock Company. In 1941, during World War II, the shipyard was purchased by the U.S. Navy for construction of landing ship tanks, or LSTs, subchasers, and other ocean-going vessels to help with the war effort. From 1834 to 1941, the shipyard built an estimated 1,100 vessels. After the war, the shipyard eventually became Jeff Boat, a subsidiary of the American Commercial Barge Services. After 184 years in business, I am sad to say the oldest continually operated inland shipyard in the country closed in May of 2018. Many of us in the community have had family and friends that at one time or another worked there. My paternal grandfather worked there for many years, and my father at one time drove a fuel oil truck for the shipyard. The shipyard now sits abandoned. Hopefully one day it will become green space and park for the community to enjoy. There's much more information on the shipyard, but I want to leave time to discuss the family and their lasting legacy. In the next episode, I will discuss the Howard family in more detail.